But it is almost 9 o'clock. It's 8:49:54 to be exact. So that means one thing on this show.
It's time to buy. Sell.
I don't have it today in 12 and a half, 15.
And hold.
All righty. John Anthony, give me a rundown here.
Buy, sell, or hold. Laura Kelly's track record now includes building a fence around the government's governor's mansion, cutting taxes, and sending her kids to private school. Is she a closet conservative?
No, she's just a hypocritical Democrat is what she is.
Uh-huh.
That's very good, though. Yeah, that's a good point, John. So we found out yesterday, courtesy of the Sentinel here in town, that Laura Kelly, who is a big advocate of protecting the monopoly that is public schools, sent her kids to a private school in Topeka. Rules for thee and not for me. Is that how it works? If you got the dough, you can send your kids private, huh? That's how it works. But if you're a poor middle-class person, you want your kids to have more school choice options, fat chance on Laura Kelly's watch. So to John's point, Laura Kelly has sent her kids to private school. She, yes, has cut the grocery sales tax. And her track record does include building a fence around the governor's mansion. Sounds like a hypocritical lib in my book. That's what it sounds like. It's like John Kerry, right? Screaming about climate change as he takes a private jet around the world. Screaming about how we're all going to be underwater as these people have mansions on Martha's Vineyard. They're not all that concerned. They've got millions of dollars tied in on their mansions on the coasts of Martha's Vineyard, Cape Cod, the Hamptons, West Palm Beach or Palm Beach. It's like, wait, hold on a second here. Which one is it? You're yelling at me that I can't fly commercial airlines with my family sitting row 32 of a Southwest flight, but you guys get to fly and jet set around the globe and scream about climate change. Spare me, please. So Laura Kelly is just trying to fit in as a hypocritical Democrat. That's all she's doing here. You know, it's funny how that works, though. The people that don't want to build a wall oftentimes live in mansions surrounded by fences. It's funny how that works. You know, my folks are in California right now, and they're just kind of driving around and trying to find out where celebrities live. And it's amazing. Every celebrity house they seem to find has huge hedges and massive levels of fencing and security around their homes. But when it comes to the southern border, no, don't bother. Funny how that works, John. What's next?
Buy, sell, or hold. The Royals know exactly where they want to build the baseball village.
I'm buying that. I think the Royals know they want to be in the East Village. They want to be east of City Hall. You got the J.E. Dunn building there. Undeveloped land. Not much in the area. Helps build inside the downtown loop. I believe that's where the Royals want to be. So all this talk during the dog and pony show of the last few weeks with these listening tours they've gone on about how back in December they had 14 to 15 locations they were looking at. Please. Now they're down to 4 to 5 this week. I think they know the end result. They're just playing and roping you along and stringing you along. That's what they're doing. Because nobody in their right mind thinks that the Royals actually had 15 locations they were seriously considering as of 6 weeks ago. But that's what they told the public. If you had 15 locations, why even start a listening tour? Like, why waste our time? And now magically 6 weeks later, they're down to, 4 to 5 locations? You guys really whittled that list down in the span of 6 weeks when you had the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, everything else in between? The last listening tour in December and the listening tour that took place this week? I don't believe that for a second. And neither should any critically thinking individual buy what the Royals are selling when it comes to, you know, whether or not they know where they want to be. Mike Mahoney, Channel 9, was on the show yesterday, and he's like, yeah, I was surprised how there's a location north of the river. Now, Mike's a reporter, so obviously he's taking the reporter angle. But I had to interrupt him, and I said, Mike, that's nonsense. That's BS. There's no way the Royals are looking at a location north of the river. It's just a convenient way to, you know, appease people north of the river and saying, yeah, look at us. We're actually maybe in the running for a Royals baseball stadium, John. So I'm selling that one hard.
Yeah, the key word is downtown.
Yeah.
So north of the river, not quite downtown.
Oh, that's true as well. It's funny how that works, right?
I couldn't think of 15 places downtown.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on then. Buy, sell, or hold. politicians pretending to have an accent, Governor.
Sell. Now, this comes up because this morning we told you about a guy named Lucas Kuntz who ran for U.S. Senate in Missouri this past cycle. He lost the Democratic primary to Trudy Bush Valentine. Now, he's already running for Senate again against Josh Hawley. With all due respect, and I would say this about a Republican too, I mean, it might be time to actually get a job instead of spending basically four straight years running for office. So now he's running against Josh Hawley, and the NRSC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, put together this great montage of Lucas Kuntz putting on a fake, I don't even know what this is supposed to be, a fake Missouri accent. They compared how he normally talks to how he's talking when he goes on cable news.
When things get tough, Missourians deserve a U.S. senator who will stand up for them, not run away. That's why I'm running to replace Josh Hawley.
Hey, everybody. It's hard to believe we're a little over 10 days into the campaign now.
When you talk about the difference on the campaign, the difference is
the front line for fundamentally changing who has power in our country.
He's raising his fist when he thinks it's going to get him power.
We have taken a very narrow approach to the economy, to our resources, to our innovation, our industry.
And if you got a fraud and a coward on the one side and you got a decent human being on the other.
It's funny how that guy sounds completely different, John.
I thought we were talking to Patrick Mahomes' high school football coach there, a couple of clips. Was that Adam?
Adam Cook.
Cook. Okay. I was going to say that and that didn't seem right. Adam Cook, yeah.
Well, I'll just say this about Lucas Kuntz. He's got a way to go to get to Hillary Clinton's level of fake accents. Here's Selma, Alabama back in 07.
I don't feel no ways tired.
I don't feel no ways tired.
I don't feel no ways tired.
I don't feel no ways tired, Hillary.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
There you go. Buy, sell, hold in the books.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamin podcast wherever you listen.